Northside today on 90.3 Near FM with Shut Up and Kiss Me by German-Irish singer-songwriter Sina Thiel. Her new single, in fact, due for release tomorrow, 17th of November. And speaking of which, I'm now joined here in the studio by Sina herself. A very good afternoon to you, Sina, and thanks for taking the time to come in to us.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted.
Oh, you're most welcome. First of all, Sina, I have to say, as we've just played it, your new single is absolutely wonderful. Really, absolutely brilliant stuff. Its gene is probably alternative Irish country rock. Correct me if I'm
that
wrong.
Is, yeah,
something like
it,
that.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for liking and for having me here. I'm super, super excited.
All our pleasure.
It's coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, CD Baby, pretty much everywhere. So yeah, please download it. I'm very happy to be performing it. It's a Mary Chapin Carpenter sang it originally, and yeah, I was so happy to do a cover of it. I love the song. Recorded it down in Portlaoise, and the producer Brian did an amazing job on it as well. So yeah, I'm so happy.
I think it's brilliant, and I think the number one is coming out through my brain at the moment. Having only heard it twice.
Well, let's knock on wood here.
Yeah. As they say, you know, a song grows on you after a few plays, but the first time I heard it, I thought it was really very good. Really good. Sina, you were born in Germany. You moved to Spain in later years. You spent a little bit of time in the US.
Yeah.
And now you're living here in Ireland.
Can I
ask you just to go back to your childhood and tell us a bit about yourself and how you became involved in music in the first place?
Of course. I was born in Germany, and I was lucky enough to be growing up in an eclectic household, music wise. My dad loved The Doors. We played U2 as well at home. Of course, there was always a bit of Johnny Cash. There was modern stuff as well. So I was happy and lucky enough to be growing up around music. I started playing piano when I was 7, so I was always around music. I moved to Spain then at the age of 11, grew up there, and finally came to Ireland about 2 years ago, so for music, because Ireland is absolutely a fantastic country for live music and for music in general. So yeah, that's what brought me here, my love for music.
At what age were you when you got caught up in the music, the like for it, the love for it, the passion for it?
Well, I would say since early days, since childhood, I've always loved music. I've always performed little concerts for my parents, and so when I was still a kid, then started playing piano. I started playing guitar fairly late, around 18, 19, and that's also when I started taking more serious, writing songs, starting to perform, starting to gather some people to play with, and so on. So I would say, as every musician probably tells you, it's kind of in my blood, I would say, almost. Yeah,
absolutely. When you were in Spain, in fact, you played with a band, didn't you? A rock group?
I did, yeah. I started playing on my own, and it was just, the love for music, kind of to play with other people, you know, when you have drums behind you, when you have bass behind you, it's different. So yeah, I started playing with different people. I moved to Ireland, and ever since, I've been trying to play with different groups. There's good friends of mine as well, Vagabonds and Thieves. They're with Down the Road Productions as well, with the same record label that I'm with, and they're a super cool group. I love playing with them. It's Ireland is such a great country for music. So,
glad to hear that. When did you actually move to Ireland? How many years ago?
It was 2 years ago now.
2 years ago.
Time
all right.
Is fast when you're having fun.
Absolutely. And how do you find living here?
I really like it. Obviously, the weather is the best part. But no, I really, really like it because Ireland just loves its music and promotes its music. And I mean, you walk down the street, every bar has live music. So there's so much opportunity here. I started busking as well in Dublin. That's kind of at the start when I moved here. And so there's, if you want to make a living out of music, if you want to improve your skills, if you want to push your music forward, there's lots of opportunity in Ireland. So I really love the country and the people, of course, and yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Are you here to stay? Is this your new home?
Yeah, it definitely feels like home to me. I've made lots of friends. I have great support here. I'm playing lots over in the West as well. I'm gathering more and more support. So hopefully everybody will also have their finger on the button tomorrow and download the single on iTunes or so. But yeah, it's been really, really great. And I really feel like kind of this is making me its home almost.
and happier where it's come, you know, you're doing what you like as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Your very first single, To the Mountains, was a huge success. Now, I should say commercial single, really, because you had a charity single before that.
That's right.
We can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But To the Mountains actually reached number one in the iTunes country chart.
It did, right? I was so happy. It was my first commercial single ever, so I was very nervous about it. But it was great. It got great reception. It got lots of plays as well on Highland Radio and lots of other stations as well. So it got very well received, and I heard good comments about it, which is also important that people like it. And so delighted. Hopefully this one will do equally well.
Yeah, they obviously do. It got to number one in the iTunes country chart. And it also features Katie Gallagher, am I right?
It does, yeah.
Okay. We're actually going to give that single a spin towards the end of the interview.
Excellent.
Or if we run out of time after the break, we'll stick it on then. All right? Because we've lots to talk about and you've lots to play about. So at the moment now, you're going to give us a spin of something. Would you like to tell us a bit about the song you're going to play?
Yes, exactly. What I'm going to play for you is a song that I wrote, and it's got a bit of a story behind it. It's one of my dearest songs, I would say, because I wrote it for and about my parents. So I, of course, was also at one point a rebellious teenager who thought, you know, their parents were out to get them. And we went through a kind of a rough time that I guess you go through with your parents when you're kind of finding your own ways and, you know, moving out and getting out into your own world. But luckily, you know, everything healed over. We reconnected. And so I looked back and I wrote the song just to tell my parents that I love them so much, because they support me so much with everything I do.
Nice. What's it entitled?
It's called Forever in a Day.
And, Forever in a Day.
That's it, yeah. And it goes out to all the moms and all the dads out there.
Okay, so let's hear from Sina with Forever in a Day. Forever in a Day by Sina Thiel, here in the studio on Northside today at 90.3 Near FM. Sina, that was absolutely wonderful.
Thanks so much. We had a bit of a guitar malfunction there. So maybe we'll squeeze in another one so people know I actually know how to tune my guitar and play.
No, it's fine. Don't worry.
We'll switch.
It was close enough. And you wrote this yourself. Tell us about your songwriting, actually. How do you go about it? Do you write lyrics over the melody, vice versa? Or even both, maybe?
It depends a little bit. I sometimes I'll write down lyrics and then later try to find a melody for them. Or I just, you know, pick up a guitar, find a melody that I like on guitar, and then the words just kind of come. But I always like to tell a story. So my songs always have a story, they have a meaning or so. So, yeah.
Tell us about your charity single, Weight of the World. It appears on charity album, in fact, The Positive Touch, alongside tracks from other artists like Paddy Casey, Mundy and The Blades, and of course many more.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
I was delighted when Down the Road Productions asked me if I would be on the charity album, because it's an absolute amazing cause. Touch Ireland, they help children, or they help communities in developing countries. So I was delighted when I heard about the project, and amazing artists as well got involved. I mean, Paddy Casey, Mundy. So I'm so happy that Weight of the World got chosen to be on this album. Some other artists as well from the record label, Keith Plunkett, Baby Fury are on there as well, and they're absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, you must be very proud.
I am. Yeah. I am indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah. In collaboration with Down the Road Productions, and I like the name of that and the way it's put, Down the Road. It's absolutely very, very, very well put together. You're now recording original solo material that varies kind of from soft rock with an urban influence to ballads with an alternative country vibe as well. And it sounds amazing, doesn't it? And you also have Mike Gleason here as your manager.
That's right.
Tell us about how's all that going, and how did you link up with Mike?
It's what day it is, isn't it?
Yeah, Mike can probably tell you a bit better about that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, we're working together now, I suppose, since about January, February, about April, yeah. May, we started to work together. I'd known Sina for a while. I'd seen her playing with a group in town at a sort of an invitation open mic in the Globe Bar, and I'd kind of seen, had been inviting me to go and see the band playing on numerous occasions, and I never got around to it. It felt terrible. I kept sort of fobbing off, saying, I'll get the next one. So eventually I ended up going to see her, and then that charity album came along. And it was an opportunity for me to actually see exactly, to get Sina down to the studio. Because if you get the chance to see Sina live, she's got a really, really good energy. You know, she's on stage, she sort of commands the stage. And even more so than the music in the early days, the stage presence was really compelling. And I really wanted to see what she could do in the studio. So we invited her down to do a few demos. And it went from there to the charity album. And as the guy, the rest is history, as they say. We've been working together since then. I think we, at that stage, we had somewhere, Sina had around 260, 270 likes on her Facebook page. We're now just shy of the 5,000. So things have gone very quickly for us. So it's been great, yeah. We've been happy with everything. And yeah. And I think Sina's happy most of the time, you know.
Yeah, but absolutely. But you're onto a very good thing, to be quite yeah. honest with you. Not only from the great image, the great stage performance,
yeah.
but also the pure music talent.
Pure music talent, and yeah. even more important is the work ethic. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there, and I mean, I often get asked this a lot, like what separates different artists, and really the work ethic is the big thing, you know. And Sina is relentless. I mean, Sina will be knocking on my door asking me, come on, let's go, we're going here, we're going there, you know. She's relentless in the work, and that's huge. I mean, that's a big thing.
Yeah. Sina, tell us about your supporting acts. I believe you've supported the likes of Mundy, Paddy Casey and many others.
That's right, yeah. I'm very lucky to have had such great support slots. Paddy Casey is an amazing artist. I was only with him in Navan last Friday, actually. Brilliant performer. So much I can learn from him, and I always learn from him. Supporting Mundy and Judge Roy Beans as well. I've supported Hummingbird, a local Dublin band, actually. Underhill Rose, yeah. So I'm very lucky. Actually, I'm supporting I Draw Slow as well. Yes, because there is a charity event called The Hidden Hungry that is going to be held in Nace on the 30th of this month, actually, by Down Road Productions, ISIS Recruitment. And yeah, they're doing a great job, so I'm going to be playing there as well.
Yeah, wonderful, absolutely. You've also been gigging all over the place for the whole past year. how's that been? Tell us about it. Did you find it tiring? As well as enjoyable, of course.
First and foremost, enjoyable, because it's I get to do what I love, which is great. Yeah, I've been playing around lots, and I'm actually starting my Shut Up and Kiss Me tour. It's kicking off this Sunday, 19th, in Spelsbar in Balhodrin. So I'm going to be all over. Check out my Facebook page for all the events.
That's in County Roscommon.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're right across the country. We're back in Dublin then for the Brew House in Fairview. On the 26th.
On the 16th.
16th, is it? My God. There's so much going on. Yeah,
26th will be in Newbridge, and then on the 2nd of December in Navan.
Yeah. So we're all over the country. But that's the first Dublin, that's the only Dublin date at the moment confirmed. But we will be in Dublin again, I think, early in the new year.
Yeah, but speaking of which, you've got a string of gigs lined up. right up to the end of the year. Yeah. In fact, I think you're in Acula on
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. December 31st.
Huge following in the West. It's an interesting...
Yeah, and I'm sure even you'll have a lot more on the horizon in 2018 as well.
Yeah.
It's only inevitable, isn't it?
Please God.
Still adding dates. Check out the... I guess the Facebook page is the best way to stay in touch with me, because I'm always adding dates. There's always new material coming up. Sina Thiel Music would be the Facebook page. I have a website as well, sinathiel.com.
Sina, would you like to give us another one?
Yes.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a cover, and I'm going to play a song by the Zac Brown Band. They're an American band. They're absolutely amazing. This is called Colder Weather.
It's called?
Colder Weather.
Colder Weather.
That's it.
Okay, Sina, take it away for us.
Thank you.
Northside Today on 90.3 Near FM with Sina Thiel and Colder Weather. Sina, that was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
We're coming close to the end here. Do you want to just recap on your Facebook account, Twitter accounts, website address for our listeners?
For sure. The best way to get in touch with me would be Facebook. So Sina Thiel Music, that's me. You can also find me online. I have a website, www.sinathiel.com. And I guess at this point I should say Thiel is spelled T-H-E-L. I-L.
Yes, that's very important because it's very easy to miss catch it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just to recap on your new single, it's due for release tomorrow. It's entitled Shut Up and Kiss Me. It'll be available on iTunes and, of course, all the other platforms as well.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Sina, I have to say, you're an artist of pure talent. You must be very proud. Congratulations on a fabulous job well done. We wish you every success in the future and well-deserved success.
Thank you so much. Well, have to say I have a very, very good team behind me, Dunderwood Productions. I have a great sponsor as well, ISS Recruitment. A great team. So thank you so much to you for having me.
And you're most welcome. It's all our pleasure.
And
you've come a long way. You've come from County Kildare. So thanks for taking the time to bear with us here. And Mike, thanks to you as well.
Absolutely.
And I wish you both all the very best of success in the future.
Thank you very
much. We're going to finish up with your very first single release that actually went to number one on the iTunes country charts. That's up next.